Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's TLC predictions time, that's right, this Sunday, after like 4 whole weeks without a pay-per-view. I've been getting anxious.
Palpitations.
Yeah, usually we get at least one every couple of days. It is time to go through our predictions. Welcome to the Wrestle Ramble, Wrestle Talks, Wrestle Ramble. I'm Ollie Davis, El Fakador Laurie Blake, the other one, Luke Owen. It's a three-man booth.
Lovely stuff. And we're here to give our predictions for TLC, which is this coming Sunday. Stacked old card. And by stacked, I mean there are a lot of matches.
You could shape, because this is actually quite a good pay-per-view. 7 matches of it is, at least I would say. And 5, you could just have on Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
We don't need Elias and Bobby Lashley, nor Finn Balor and Drew, nor Ruby and Natalya.
No. It's the same way, kind of like, because, you know, SmackDown are building, like, Joe versus Hardy and Shinsuke versus Nakamura and Rusev, but they're not on the pay-per-view.
Shinsuke versus Nakamura.
What did I say?
That's what you said.
Oh, you know.
Nakamura versus Rusev.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Or Rey Mysterio, is that what you said?
What did I say?
In your notes.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a mistake.
We don't need to bring that up again. So anyway, Shinsuke versus Nakamura for the United States Championship over.
That's going to be a heck of a feud.
Oh, man.
As he suddenly breaks down.
It is.
Just has a Gollum moment.
Just kicking each other in the dick.
Yeah.
Over and over again, while wearing various types of comfy pajamas.
Yes, now.
So I looked at the Survivor Series card because I was like, man, this is supposed to be a 3-hour show with a 1-hour pre-show. Survivor Series was 4 hours with a 2-hour pre-show.
Yes.
Survivor Series had 8 matches in total. Mm. This has 4 more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Survivor Series, every match had about 20 people in it.
This is This is 3 times as many matches as War Games.
Wow. Well, that means it's going to be 3 times as good. Kick us off.
So,
Luke.
Well, let's first address the current Wrestle League standings, which sees Ollie Davis in the lead with 9 points, although Laurie Blake also on 9 points. So, technically, I suppose you could say joint first.
Yes.
Which therefore does make me in last place with 7 points. All to play for, because we've got a lot of shows that are going to happen before the Royal Rumble when the eventual winner is revealed.
Just to re-explain what the Wrestle League is, because it's still in its infancy.
And it's so simple.
Yeah, it's we are totaling up every score for every match from Survivor Series to Royal Rumble. The person at the bottom, at the end of all that, has to do a punishment.
Yeah, you see, you've complicated things already because you said every score of every match, which
on
is
words we do predictions for.
It's so simple.
If we say it, it goes.
Yes, 100%. So, kicking things off, it's the match that everyone is buying this pay-per-view for. It's the Mixed Match Challenge Finals. It's 3 months in the making. We've seen Charlotte Flair and AJ Styles. We've seen Bobby Lashley and Mickie James. We've seen Brawny, the Strowman and Ember Moon. But who's made it to the final?
Balor and Bayley.
No, it's not even them. It's only bloody R-Truth and Carmella versus Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox. Who? I mean, I don't watch Mixed Match Challenge. I know, because no one does. But from what I can gather, they spent the entirety of this show at the bottom of the rankings. Like, they've always been like, oh, for whatever. They've lost every one of their matches. Yet somehow they're in the final.
But how does the tournament work?
Well, it was a round-robin tournament style.
It's like the complicated...
So would they not have been knocked out? Like, Was it?
No, because you have to like face each other like multiple times, I guess. Or you have to face
you go
every
into
team.
The playoffs yeah. where it was sudden death. So and you, somehow that's
they would have ended
through.
Up being
so what's
like
the bottom
team.
Do you get a better standing in the round?
Yeah, yeah, because you'd have been like the bottom playoff. Team versus the top team. But yeah, the bottom teams are the ones that are made us to the
I mean
final.
Every other team has got injured, so
quite. So yeah, it is R-Truth and Carmella versus Jinder Mahal, with the winners getting the number 30 spots in their respective Royal Rumbles, and more importantly, a week's paid vacation to a destination of their choice.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah. So wacky skids, I'm guessing. Ollie Davis, I'll come to you first.
Japes.
Well, I don't care about this match, and I would have said
what?
And I would have said good like. I don't care about Mixed Match Challenge, but I feel like they should put the final on a pay-per-view, so I'm fine with that. But as soon as they made it worth something with that all-expenses-paid trip, I'm now like, well, don't give that to them. That makes it really important now with stakes. And, of course, the more minor point of the number 30 spot in the Royal Rumble. I think R-Truth and Carmella are going to win, and I think R-Truth, at the very least, is going to get attacked during his 5-second dance break when he makes his entrance at number 30 for a better person.
Kenny Omega.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Laurie Blake.
Yeah, it's the Fabulous Truth, isn't it?
Fabulous Truth for Laurie Blake. I'm
there,
also
there's
say,
no way Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox are coming out at number 30.
Well, that would require Alicia to win something, and I don't think she's won anything in 10 years.
Yeah,
she was the Survivor Series Raw Women's Captain in 2017.
Yeah, but she didn't make it to the final because Asuka was the sole
but
survivor.
She was the captain, and
Captain Caesar.
do not rule out Jinder. That was another thing we learned in 2017.
Former WWE champion, Jinder Mahal. Yeah. Has he won a match this year? He was champion, actually. He won at WrestleMania, didn't he? Didn't he win the United States Championship at WrestleMania?
Oh, I can't remember. Let's move on quickly.
There's just going to be a dance break at the Royal
oh,
Rumble.
Oh, this yeah, match is going at most 3 minutes. it is the Cruiserweight Championship up next. It is Buddy Murphy versus Cedric Alexander. Champion Buddy versus challenger Cedric. Laurie Blake.
I'm still a buddy on this one, I think.
Because he's your brother.
Because he is my twin.
Beard buddies.
My brother from another mother. That mother was also Ginger. I just think it's still too early for him to lose the title. I just think his run is just beginning. And that's pretty good. He's been on some SmackDown house shows as well, from what I've seen. He seems to be the next big thing.
I'm also going to go with Buddy Murphy, only because I think putting the title back on Cedric Alexander would be the most uninspired choice.
Mm.
That's it. If it was someone new challenging, hadn't already been champion, then I would be more inclined to say maybe it could be them, maybe it could be a Mustafa Ali. But definitely keeping the title on Buddy.
Even Mustafa, I couldn't imagine you changing
the
title.
But it'll be more.
Well, he's had, how many shots has he had at the title now? Loads.
Well, that's it, because like I was and thinking about this the other day. Like, of the Cruiserweight Championship matches that have actually appeared on pay-per-view this year, which do appear to be happening more often as we get towards the end of this year, it's only been three lads. It's been Buddy Murphy, Cedric, or Mustafa Ali. Mm. Has there been anyone else in any of those matches?
Enzo. You forget about... He was still in the company in January.
Was he on pay-per-view?
Wasn't it?
No, I said, was he on pay-per-view?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think
Thanks.
So.
he was gone by the Rumble.
Come on, I'm really excited about this match.
Okay, well, it is the one that was set up on Monday. The tables match between Ruby Riott and Natalya, with the stipulation that Ruby must put Natalya through the Jim the Anvil Neidhart table. At least that's what she wants to do anyway. I don't know if it's a stipulation.
So it doesn't it could be any table.
Every table. Any table.
I would have preferred this match to have been Jim the Anvil Neidhart sunglasses
on a pole match
above the ring. And it was and you can use the sunglasses on someone.
Yeah.
I think they were propped up by two small blocks of wood, and you had to put them through the sunglasses.
Mm. Oh,
but
nice,
it's very difficult because they're quite big,
so you actually had to get it perfect.
Yeah. Like.
I'll go first on this one. I'm going to say Natalya is going to get her revenge on Ruby Riott. I'm going with Natty. Ollie Davis, do you care?
No, I don't care. I think this is one of the... at least it's got a story, but this is easily one of the matches that could just be on Raw. Maybe the Monday that's just gone. Maybe next Monday. Maybe build up your Christmas show that's going to be pre-taped and is going to tank in the ratings anyway, and have that as kind of like a mini pay-per-view version of Raw.
Tanking in the ratings? How's that different to any other episode of
Raw? Yeah, good point, good point. Well, it'd be a Christmas tank, which is... far
festive.
More depressing. Mm. I'm going to say Ruby here because I think they just haven't got time to have Natty face Ronda now, and I feel like they were building Ruby. I feel like Ruby's a place, like, she's been built for Ronda.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think the Riot Squad will get a match with Ronda on a B-level pay-per-view before Mania.
Well, you see, now I would have said that back in October at Super Showdown, because that's what I thought they were going to do, this sort of thing. But then it's been like, they've done nout with them since, so I can't see that happening.
They're feuding
at this
with Ruby. I mean, with Natalya.
Ruby's been feuding with
the Shinsuke Rice Nakamura.
Yeah. Or Shinsuke and Nakamura.
Shinsuke
they're
and
very
Nakamura.
Different people.
They're like Simon and Garfunkel.
Laurie Blake.
See, I agree with Ollie's point about Ruby Riott, but I feel like that's what I wish would happen rather than that's what they are doing. And I think they should have been doing this.
Wrestle League's on the line.
I just think Natty's going to win. I just cannot see them putting Natalya through the effigy of her father.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Well, I literally just said it, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But stuff you say kind of just goes over my head.
Yeah. It's fair enough. Well, anyway, you've made
I'm
your
sticking
choice,
with
yeah.
it.
Coming up next is the SmackDown Tag Team Championships on the line as The Bar defend against The Usos and The New Day. Ollie Davis, you're up first.
So this was one of the rumoured title changes.
There were rumoured title changes, weren't there?
There are three rumoured title changes
this
on this show.
Intercontinental.
But I mean, they say that all the time and the stuff changes last minute. I think The Usos. I'm going to go with The Usos here. The Bar really haven't done anything, and the whole Big Show thing was a mess. And The New Day have had the titles too much. I think it's The Usos' turn. And that sounds cynical, but these are three acts that can actually pass the title around and it still means something.
I genuinely forgot about that Big Show stuff.
I could.
Yeah.
The Big Bar.
You say it's it's The Usos' turn and The New Day have had the titles too much. Aren't The Usos like 10-time tag team champions at this point?
Yeah, but they don't even make a big song time. And dance about it, do they? It's like New Day are 5-time champs, right?
Mm-hmm.
5-time. So they'll be 6-time this time.
Yeah.
If they win it.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. Well, you were talking. I was making my mind up while you were doing it.
Sorry, I'll go next then. See, I am excited for this match. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. If it's given time, if it's given 5 minutes, then it's going to be pointless. And given the amount of matches on here, it's highly likely there's only going to get 5 minutes because this ain't eating into no Seth and Dean time. But
it's going to take Dean ages to get out there with his hazmat suit.
God, I'm trying to think, like, who after this, where do they go with the tag team champions?
The same three.
Yeah, the same three teams.
Yeah. That's why it doesn't matter where it goes. Really.
I suppose. Yeah. When are the The Bludgeon Brothers? When are they back?
They're injured, so.
No, I know, but do we know if there's okay? The Bar. I'm going to say the Bar retain. Laurie Blake.
Ooh. New Day make it interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
That was Wrestle League.
That's what I was hoping. I was hoping you were going to go second, so I'd have just picked the one you didn't pick.
I will say this is one of the only matches without a stipulation on TLC. When it would have been one of the best ones to give it a TLC stipulation and to kind of recapture that.
Well, this absolutely would have been
that Hardy's, Dudley's, Edge and Christian.
I just want to say, Ollie Davis, you have been banging this drum now for, I want to say, 18 months. Every time the New Day and the Usos get into a feud, which happens every other month, you'll be like, it's going to build to a ladder match. They're going to have that ladder match on pay-per-view.
Eventually, I'm going to be right. Surely.
Well, speaking of ladder matches, with a guitar hung above the ring, the first person to grab the guitar and... No, it's not. You can just grab the guitar and use it, I think. But it's a pinfall. It's a pinfall match, but there is a ladder and a guitar involved. It's Bobby Lashley versus Elias. Laurie Blake.
Why does it matter, the guitar?
Because Elias plays one.
Yeah. And it's been
but then Bobby Lashley has a Leo Rush,
yeah.
So why don't we hang a Leo Rush from the ceiling as well?
Shark cage, you might say.
No, not TL shark cage. Just dangling.
From his pants.
Just loose. Yeah. One guitar on one side, Leo Rush on the other.
Oh, I like it,
The first person to get one down gets to use it as a weapon.
Yeah, good. I like it.
I think Elias.
Elias from Laurie Blake.
This match should be on the Christmas show, and it should have a festive stipulation.
Yeah,
like this just screams Christmas tree ball match.
A candy cane on a pole match.
Yeah, I think Elias as well. God, but I don't really care. It's very uninspiring.
I'll say Bobby then. Chairs match up next. It's Randy Orton versus Rey Mysterio. Ray.
I love how much emphasis and like an explanation you're giving here.
And it's, I mean, it's Ray.
I feel like Randy Orton's like, I'm trying to kill your favourites gimmick thing could have been built up more if he was going to lose to Ray here, but I still do think that Ray would win. I would have preferred them to have done like another couple of pay-per-views where Randy Orton brutalizes some other like.
Did you not see Hell in a Cell? Jeff Hardy could barely walk after that.
Yeah, okay, but then what about just because Jeff Hardy fell off the thing on his own? Jeff Hardy, of his own accord, jumped through a table.
And Randy Orton dived off that table a good 2 minutes before Jeff fell.
Yeah, the problem was, if Jeff was up there, there was no way down, really, beyond what he did. So it was, that was his own fault.
He was so discombobulated by Randy Orton fingering his ear, finger banging
well,
his ear. Is,
allegedly.
It messed up his centre of balance. Mm. That was it. It was gone there.
I need an answer from you, though. Randy or Ray?
Ray.
Ray. Ollie Davis.
Ray too. I think Ray is going to have a big Mania program, and I think this will start.
Who do you think the Mania program is going
to be? Well, they've said for the United States title. Yeah. I say big.
Mid-card.
Mid-card, yeah.
But the biggest you can be.
Ray hasn't really had a comeback match. Well, one of the reports is Ray versus Andrade. So,
what,
for
Mania?
The United States title.
That would require almost to be on TV.
Hey, we've got 4 months.
Stranger things have happened, I guess.
We might be seeing Almas.
Oh, nice. Pun work. Drew McIntyre versus Finn Balor.
You get a point. You just get a point in the Wrestle League for that.
Ollie Thank said you. That, so now Laurie Blake is currently in the lead.
No.
That's how it works.
Take that back. Thank you.
Hey, you make the rules, man.
Datsun is the enforcer, though.
Is that why he's leading?
Yeah, it's weird how that's happened. Yeah. And by the way, the Wrestle League, just to make it more complicated, isn't just us three. It's all the Wrestle Tykes.
But they don't
for WrestleTalk.com.
But in the end, they don't factor into anything.
No, it doesn't count. They just get
it's a prize. No, the winner gets to keep their job.
We need to treat this more like mixed match challenge. That's like so it's non-canon that side over there. So you
it's
just
house
wanna,
shows.
Yeah. And you just want to focus on the stuff over here. Breaking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Drew McIntyre versus Finn Balor in a straight match. I'm going to go first. I'm going to say that Drew wins because they got bigger plans for Drew than they have for Finn. And a win for Finn will do nout and a win for Drew will just keep him at the level he already is. And I don't think you want to take him down any peg or two. The last thing you want to be doing with Drew McIntyre is getting him into 50-50 booking. The reason why he feels special at the moment is because he's been protected all year long.
Apart from that loss he had.
Well, but even in that loss that he had, it took two men to beat him.
True.
So he's being protected
throughout. Well, it took one man to be outside the ring to
and beat
him
up.
Oh, yeah, he did kick him, yes. Yeah. He did. I thought Finn just stood there smiling. Well, in my head, when I pictured that, thought back to that rule, I
look at
Finn doing was doing
he
this.
Was smiling at him and making him lose HP with each passing second. Ollie Davis, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go for Drew for the exact same reasons. There's no real upside with Balor. Like, Balor's in the slot. He's never... There's no point getting invested in him because the very next night he'll lose to Kane. So definitely Drew McIntyre here because he's a big guy.
Yeah. Laurie Blake, what do you think?
Sadly, Drew too.
Drew
too. I didn't think sadly, though.
No, I'm quite happy.
Well, just because it's not interesting that we're not wavering from the... I'm more for the Wrestle League. The dynamism of Wrestle League rather than us all just picking the exact same thing.
Right, we need
for Drew. Like, Drew should be winning this. Finn shouldn't be in this match, and he should be doing something else probably where he can win. I don't know.
Right, guys, we've got more matches to get through here. So we need to
we're only about a third of the way through.
Right, it's the Raw Women's Championship match. Ronnie Rousey versus Nia Jax. Hashtag... Potato. Laurie Blake, what are you going to say?
Rhombus Rousey.
There you go, Ronnie with the win.
And the reason is, she's Ronda Rousey.
And there's no way in hell. I mean, I'm not going to say there's no way in hell because I've said this many times before and then it's happened. But there's no way that Nia's winning here, right?
No. I think Ronda's winning. Yeah. The best she'll get is a DQ loss. Or maybe they count out. They have a count out brawl through the crowd.
I think that this is going to be Ronnie 100% getting the win here because the whole point of building Nia Jax up was for Ronda to beat her. And so there's no point then in giving like Ronda Rousey a DQ finish because then she didn't beat her.
Well, I want this to be a Goldberg level mauling of Nia Jax. Let's have all this heat on Nia Jax and have everyone want to see her get beaten up and just have Ronda Rousey just pop off on her for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Break her arm.
Well, that would be like an actual punishment for her being an unsafe worker. You know, like you bet everyone's like, they're rewarding Nia Jax by giving her this title shot, by making her the sole survivor at Survivor Series. But actually, if Ronda just beats her in 30 seconds, I feel much better about that, actually.
And plus, the longer this match goes, the more Tamina sucks up all the atmosphere. So you've got to try and get them out as quickly as
she's
possible.
She's ballooning.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
The amount of atmosphere she's absorbed.
Yes, there was no slight on anyone's body there.
Absolutely not. WWE Intercontinental Championship is on the line as Seth Rollins takes on Del Boy / Bane. Ollie, what do you think? Actually, I'll go first because I haven't gone first in a while. I'm going to say...
This is a difficult
one,
actually.
It is a hard one, yeah. It really is, as Riley Reid would say. I think this is going to go to Seth. I think Seth's going to retain. Huh. I think Seth is going to retain here.
Any reason why? You just had that conversation in your head, it seems.
Well no, I was going like, Seth Dean.
And you're the daisy.
That one of those like paper things where you do this.
Yeah.
And then it came
you
up
smell.
As, yeah, and it came up with you smell, and then I was like, oh, it's definitely not Dean then, because otherwise he'd have told me that. Dean told me that I smell. It's Seth Rollins. I'm going with Seth Rollins.
I think I kind of like the idea of Seth Rollins being super strong if the idea is to build him up for a WrestleMania match with Brock. But I don't think Dean should lose. I'm going to say Dean.
I think Dean's a very good shout. Laurie Blake.
Dean.
Going with Dean as well. Dino.
In your pocket.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, you both probably are right.
Got the suitcase.
Because
in the van.
There's multiple ways they can go with either.
Yeah. I'd say so. It's amazing that this one isn't a stipulation match either. Like a, you know, gas mask and a pole match or something. The WWE Championship is on the line as the new Daniel Bryan takes on AJ Styles.
AJ Stizzle.
Laurie Blake, what do you think?
Daniel. I feel like there's the...
Not anymore.
Nada.
No.
Not even that. Just...
Fickle.
Just not. Just... Fickle. Yeah. Fickle. It doesn't work as well. I think there's potential that AJ could be going somewhere else come WrestleMania time. So I think we'll keep Daniel with the belt for now.
What was the rumoured AJ match? Was it Randy Orton?
But then there's the other rumours that AJ might win the Rumble and challenge for the Universal title. So,
wow.
Well, Ollie Davis.
I'm going to say a Brian Retain. Yeah. Brian Retains. Yeah, this is his first title defense, isn't it? So I would definitely not have him lose because he's just been doing spectacular work with his new character.
Yeah, I agree. I'm also going with the new Daniel Bryan. Up next, it's the TLC 50-50. Match between Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin. Braun, I guess, is going to appear? Because they've not said that he's not, but then he could always pull the card subject to change line and just be like, hey, never guaranteed that he was going to be there for the match. I did see someone make a suggestion that I don't think has been brought up by any of us. But what if Kurt Angle comes out and fills in for Braun? Because I've been thinking it could be Bray was one of the other rumors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Kurt Angle's a name. He's got prior with Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin stole his job. Is Kurt still on vacation?
They've got fully.
Is that a storyline they've dropped?
Yeah, because he came back as a wrestler. And then he's just dissipated after losing to Drew.
What a cool story.
Yeah.
A great use of your Kurt Angle.
I know, when they brought Kurt Angle back, they always knew what they were going to do with him. It wasn't to steal him away from any other promotions at all.
I can't believe
you. I'm going to say definitely Braun Strowman. Yep. I think it's going to be a 30-second match. I don't think Braun's ready to take a bump yet, looking at his recent pictures on Twitter of his elbow after surgery.
It's all gross and purple.
He's going to come out in a very Braun way. He's going to annihilate Corbin, but not even fall over. And then he's going to climb the ladder and win. And then he'll face Brock Lesnar. Alexa Bliss will become the Raw General Manager.
This might not have a ladder thing involved. This might just be like a pinfall situation.
TLC match. Mm-hmm.
Potentially.
Yeah, if he's one-armed, he's not...
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I think he can use both arms. I just don't think it's wise for him to take a bump.
Yeah. Mm. I'm also going with Braun. I think he's going to come down, one power slam, get the pin, and then be on their merry way. I mean, I'm also hopeful that Braun is winning here to end this Baron Corbin GM role, if only because Brian Alvarez has said that if Baron Corbin wins this Sunday, then he's not watching Retro Raw anymore because he can't deal with having Baron Corbin as a heel GM on one show and the Stephanie McMahon Triple H Helmsley era on Retro Raw. He's like, I can't do the same show for 5 hours every Tuesday. So I'm going to go with Braun. Laurie Blake, what say you?
I would say Braun probably through some sort of surrogate.
Okay.
Oh, through surrogates. You don't think it's going to be Braun? So is that your caveat that you want on there?
You can whack it on there if you want.
Okay. So you don't get the points if...
Oh, well, don't put that
in. No, let's say you will get a point. That's just... But if it is a surrogate, Laurie can go...
I can't spell surrogate, apparently. I've written... No.
Suffragette.
There you go. and finally, it is a TLC match. It's for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yes.
It is the man, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair versus Asuka for that SmackDown Women's Championship. This has to be the main event of the show. I said on the SmackDown review, but there is nothing else on this card that comes close to being a main event other than this.
This is a money feud.
Yep.
I think if this was in the era where people actually bought pay-per-views and you had to actively go out and press the button to watch the show rather than it just happen on the WWE network and mail in your receipt to get the free dog tags, I think people would actually buy it. I think this would be a ratings mover because Becky Lynch is over. And I'm going to say she retains.
Oh.
I'm going to say she retains and she's going to lose the Royal Rumble and enter the Rumble match later in the night.
Taking out Carmella in the number 30 spot. Mm. Doing the exact same one you're going to do in the men's Rumble.
As she moonwalks back into Becky Lynch, she's just stood there.
Or dance break, lights cut out, lights come up. Man time.
Right, Laurie, what say you? You got three options here.
Oh, it's so hard. It's not Charlotte Flair. It's 50-50, I think. I mean, do they want to pull the trigger on Asuka? Vince only found out who she was last week. Becky.
You're going to go with Becky as well?
Becky.
I'm actually going to say Asuka.
It's a good choice. I think Asuka does have a very possible winner.
Yeah, I'm going to say Asuka wins.
Which means it's 100% Charlotte Flair. Because they're going to be like, wow. People were cheering for this Asuka person. Have you heard of this Asuka person? People were cheering
Where's
for her.
Where's she been?
When, before the Survivor Series thing, people cheered her more than Charlotte Flair. We best push Charlotte some more. People aren't getting the point.
Yeah, I'm going to say Asuka gets the win. I think they want to move Becky into a situation where she faces against Ronda Rousey. I think having Becky in the Rumble at an early position is key. Like you said, perhaps she could just like take out, well, I don't know, Tori Wilson or whatever and enter herself in. But I'm going to say that Becky is...
Tori.
Not Tori, of all people. I'm going to say that Becky loses the belt here, Asuka gets the win, and then you do Asuka, Charlotte Flair either at the Rumble or you build it towards WrestleMania and do the WrestleMania rematch 1 year on.
That's very
Asuka
good.
With the belts,
yeah. Or 5 months on after the SmackDown match.
Yeah.
And what's our bonus one here?
And we've got a bonus. So we last time we had, what did we have for TLC?
Who appears on the screen for NXT it
yes.
was.
Yes, or who appears in the crowd for NXT.
And Survivor, I can't remember what Survivor Series was. I could just go read this one out.
Yeah. Anyway, so our bonus question for an extra point is how many tables will be broken across the entire pay-per-view, including the pre-show? Now, none of these matches have been announced for the pre-show yet.
Well, it's just all the card there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
No, yeah, yeah. But, like, are they going to add more matches and put those on the pre-show?
Oh, God, I hope not.
It's going to be a match between six tables.
Shinsuke and Nakamura.
Yeah, Shinsuke and Nakamura.
Has
he defended the belt? When was the last time he defended the belt?
SummerSlam, right? Or did he win the belt there?
I think he won the belt at Extreme Rules, because that's when Randy Orton made his return and attacked Jeff afterwards. Then it was the three-way at SummerSlam.
Was there a three?
I thought it was just
Nakamura. I mean, I haven't seen the pay-per-view. I thought it was just Nakamura and Jeff.
But tables, I've already thought about this.
Oh.
I think we're getting one table in Ruby and Natalya, because that's how the match will end. I think we're getting one table in another match, but not necessarily TLC. I think we're getting two table spots in the three-way main event.
So you're going for
four table breaks.
Okay, but what if that table spot in the main event includes the bit where they stack up two tables?
That's two tables. Yeah, two tables.
But then there's another table in the corner another time, so maybe there's three in the main event.
That could happen.
I'm just trying to throw you off. He's locked in on the four.
I'm locked in on four.
I'm going to see your four, and I'm going to go to six.
Whoa.
Six.
It's table heavy. I think it's going to be a very table heavy main event.
Well, the announcer's table does not count.
Oh, what? Why not?
And remember, women don't go through tables as well. That's not a sexist thing. It's just heaviness-wise.
That's not we true at all, man.
Sasha Banks never goes through tables.
She doesn't.
What about the
Charlotte
Evolution?
Missed the table. Yeah, they missed the table spot. Well, was that Hell in a Cell?
No, that was Evolution, but she did it twice.
They went through two tables. Yeah,
yeah, and then they did the next
They had
table.
To do it again, though.
Yeah, I know, but that just... That doesn't deplete the number of tables people go through. It just means they have to work
and
hard.
And also, the final spot of the match was a table spot.
Oh, yeah.
If the table is the glass ceiling, they're going up through it.
Laurie, you've got a choice to make.
I feel like I've gone low with four.
Five.
Go with five, you're going to just split the difference. So, that is our predictions. Make sure you watch TLC or watch our review of it so you can keep up to date with the Wrestle League and see where we are with that.
It is all to play for.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.